We haven't talked to this gentleman, and normally we do once a week during the football season, but since we were on Christmas vacation, we got a lot of catching up to do. So joining us now on the Ticket Hotline is the owner and general manager of the Cowboys. Good morning and Happy New Year, Jerry Jones.
Hey, good morning and a Happy New Year to my favorite radio shows in Dallas and Fort Worth.
Thank you, Jerry.
Did you boys have a good Christmas?
We did.
Good,
yes.
Good. That's
Happy
positive.
New Year.
It's good and positive and New Year-y. I had a great Christmas, and you know why?
Why?
Because I didn't have any more random women showing up on my doorstep with a 15 to 25-year-old millennial on her hip wanting me to take a DNA test.
Okay. I don't think it ever happened that way.
On her hip.
I guess that's good.
So, as of this sentence, Veruca is still my only half-kid out there that I know of.
And has that been confirmed? Because we did see the story while we were away that you had to take a paternity test.
Let me reset here. For those who don't remember, Veruca is my brand new half kid that I had
full kid.
I had during a layover in Little Rock about 24 years ago. And this was our first Christmas with Veruca in the house. Mm-hmm. And Santy sure was good to her.
Oh, yeah?
Brought her a couple new more Range Rovers and got her a pony. And Santy got her a princess house out there in the backyard. She's always out there playing in that.
Yeah. Okay.
Even got her an American Doll girl that sings like JoJo Siwa when you press on her tummy place. It's a, she had quite a Christmas. But wow. Jean don't like it, of course, because she says that Santy Jones likes Veruca better than Charlotte now. You know, Jean keeps track of everything.
Yeah.
You know, number of presents per child.
Yeah, moms always do that.
Number of times I sneak back in the house after 3 a.m. Number of times a helicopter spotted on the roof of XTC Cabaret. A lot of little stuff like that. But yeah, I wouldn't doubt that Veruca got more presence in Charlotte Bridges, because I'm kind of mad at Charlotte Bridges.
Why?
Well, I no longer going to let Charlotte Bridges going to pick that entertainer for that Thanksgiving halftime show. I mean, I'm tired of burning through this pile of talentless rednecks and washed-up boy bands, okay? Let's get somebody in there I've heard of, all right?
There's a theme there, yes.
There is kind of a theme, yeah.
There is, and so Charlotte has been, you know, she used to be my favorite, and now she's my least non-favorite.
Okay.
You know, when you got brothers like she's got, old Tweedledee and Tweedledummer, it's hard not to be the favorite.
Come on, these are your kids.
But now we got Veruca. And, speaking of Veruca, while y'all are away on vacation, as the non-George just mentioned, a judge ordered me to undergo a paternity test.
Yes.
So I'm going to have to, I guess, go into a doctor's office and look at those dirty magazines and have to fill the Dixie cup with that lower body spit.
Describe it like that.
And do that paternity test. So,
well, good luck.
It's going to be fun. I know you've done that, George. I know you've done that.
I don't like talking about it, but yeah, I guess.
But I got lots of good Christmas presents this
year. Oh, yeah? What'd you get for Christmas?
Jerry Jr. drew me a picture of Chewbacca.
Oh, that's nice.
And Yoda.
Okay.
Having sex.
Oh. Well, that's okay. Unfortunate.
Believe me, it was unfortunate. Imagine having to open it in front of the whole family and him explaining it with very rudimentary understanding of how that actually happens. Very awkward moment.
Yeah.
And Gene gave me a coupon.
Yeah? For what?
A free vasectomy.
Oh, okay. Little message there.
Very, very proactive. Yes. And Veruca's mom even gave me a present.
What's that?
Some new legal papers that I can't get into the details of right now.
Those are still coming in, huh?
Still coming in. Good Lord, it never ends. But I made some New Year's resolutions.
Uh-huh.
Although at my age now, making New Year's resolutions kind of like a fat chick trying to paint her toenails for a date, isn't it?
I don't know about that.
It's not going to do too much. It's pretty late in the game now. But I'm determined I'm going to win twice as many Super Bowls this year as I did last year.
Twice as many.
Hopefully one. I don't understand. I don't know the math.
Yeah, I don't think that works.
Hey, this could be the year. Back-to-back 12-win seasons for the first time in like 28 years.
Looking good.
Yeah.
And I'm pulling out all the stops. Checkbook's open. I'll bring in anybody I have to get us across this finish line.
A little late for that.
Yeah, I don't know what you can do, really.
I'm also back at the negotiating table with the almighty Satan.
Okay. All right.
Ready to talk, ready to put something together.
Good.
And the fans will be happy to hear that this is the year. I'm finally going to take some action about putting curtains up to block out the sun in the end zone.
Okay, God. Yeah, so we have had that, yes.
And that action I'm ready to take is this. The second I die, Stephen has been instructed to start an exploratory committee to look into what would be involved in possibly hiring a company to look into the possibility of maybe putting up curtains in some of our end zones.
But not until.
Not until. And I'm finally going to step aside and hire a real general manager.
Wow.
For the concessions out at the stadium.
Not for football.
So I can have more time to spend on negotiating naming deals and stuff like that that's real important.
All right. That's disappointing. All right.
So it's all going to come together this year. 2023 is the year of Jared.
Okay, Jared. Happy New Year. We'll see you. There he goes.